Mystic Empire from Veronillo. She will reign, though. Moves up on the inside to join the leaders. Then Showtime and Khan from further back. The $20,000 filly. She will reign. Heads off Veronillo. Khan's not in the race. She will reign 100 metres to run, showing no signs of stopping. It didn't exactly go to script, but bang, what a win that was. She will reign. Beats Veronillo. Showtime third. Good margin back to Lucky Louie. Mystic Empire.
4 weeks ago, the Silver Slipper and She Will Reign getting up in the Slipper on the weekend. $5 chance, $2 the place. And Gary Patelli joins us now. Great to see you.
Good to be here, mate.
Good horse, and you've got Single Bullet in there as well.
Yeah, big achievement for the stable to get two in the race. Mm. So, it's been a bit sort of one of them things where you sort of thought you had the horses early on, but it was... It's a big job to get them qualified for the slipper, you know. It's a tough race to get into. You've got to earn at least $100,000. That's hard to do with any horse. But to me, I thought if I've got the cattle, if I don't get them in, I haven't done my job. So at least I've got that part done anyway.
Yeah,
so
you've ticked that box. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it is a good effort because you're not a massive stable. Like, you're not starting with hundreds of two-year-olds. How many did you start with?
We had 15 this year bought, and I reckon...
It's a good strike rate.
We won with four or five of them, actually, this year. So we've had a good season with our two-year-olds, and... For me, it's been my dream to train a Golden Slipper winner, you know, watching Clary win them slippers and whatever. It's just such a phenomenal effort to win four of them, you know, let alone get into the race. It's a hard task. And we're not that competitive at the sales either. We can't get the horses we want to buy because of the prices on them half the time. So, you know, this filly was a $20,000 horse that the Derby boys bought, and I was lucky enough to get her second-hand, really, because poor Michael Costa had her to start off with. And then he moved to Queensland. They're looking for a trainer, and lucky enough, I got her. And the other colt I bought him at the June sale at the Magic Means for 155, and put a heap of mates into it and whatever. And here they are in the slipper.
It's good, isn't it? I mean, I love that. Yeah, the rags to riches, the four-legged lottery. You know, you've got a $20,000 purchase and a $155,000 purchase going forward and racing for $3.5 million.
I'm trying not to think about it.
Oh, don't worry. I know you've had the calculator.
My wife has. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Yeah,
you've got it all worked out.
Well, She Will Reign has been favourite for over a month and now second favourite. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'd rather be second favourite, to tell you the truth. There's enough pressure being in the race, let alone being the favourite, and have everyone sort of, you know, putting that sort of pressure on you. But at the end of the day, I think we had our time again last start, we would have come to the outside, and we might not have been saying she was second favourite, but that's probably in a roundabout way. It might have been the loss that she had to have. There's been plenty of horses get beaten the start before the Golden Slipper and come out and win. So, you know, it's not the end of the world, but you know, the weather's going to play its part, I'm sure, on the weekend on everyone's chances.
Well, one of those horses was the winner of last year's Golden Slipper and Capitalist, that the Snowdens were always confident.
Moss Fun got beat.
That's right. So, are you as confident you can turn around that defeat because, you know, is there a question mark on that heavy track?
Look, I honestly think that day where she was, no horse could win. Right. We'd actually walked the track earlier in the day, and so it was Tommy, myself, and Ben went for a walk down the course proper. I didn't go too far. I only made it to probably the 300.
Of course, you would have pulled up.
I got to the outside fence, and I said to Tommy and Ben, I said, this is where you'll all be today. It's like a cricket pitch out here.
Yeah.
And he laughed at me, and he kept
walking. An Indian cricket pitch?
Yeah, possibly, plenty of spin. Being the $1.30 favourite, we really couldn't take the risk of coming out there being the first race. And Ben was sort of walked all right inside. Like, it didn't feel that bad, but I think we'd have been race two, we would have rode it differently, that's for sure.
Yeah, Tommy Berry went to the outside with Frolic, and that's all she rode in the end. But still, you've got two. What sort of filly? We chatted with Toby Edmonds, who's got, obviously, the favourite in Hootson, and, you know, it's just the constitution of that filly is really, really good. According to Toby, nothing worries the horse, the travel, the hard racing, carried 63 kilos last start. Obviously, the constitution of your two horses, they've got to have it, don't they? Otherwise, they don't make it to the slipper.
That's it. All the good horses have got that, though.
Yeah.
You know, Rebel Dane is a multiple Group 1 winner for me. You know, them sort of horses, they bounce back and they get stronger from racing. And I was actually concerned there was an opportunity to probably scratch her from her last start on that heavy track. But in the back of my mind, I thought this track will be wet for sure. It's going to be a wet autumn. And if you go into a race at slipper level with a horse that's slightly underdone, you'll know about it with 100 to go. So you probably need a horse. If this rain comes like they're forecast, we're going to need a horse that can run 1,400. So they've got to have a good constitution. They've got to come through their runs well. She has. I'm confident now she's had a run over 1,200 on a heavy track that she'll do it again now that she's had that run under her belt. And this track won't be anywhere near as bad as what Randwick gets. Randwick's still not settling. There's something wrong there. But this track's fantastic when it's wet. So, look, whilst you can never be overly confident in Golden Slippers, I've had six other runners and we've never really had a winning opportunity. There have been horses that have come through Black Opals and, you know, had ability, but not up to slipper standard. You know, this is an open race this year again. Now the track's wet, there's no doubt. I think if it had been a dry track, I think I'd have been probably a little bit more confident.
Are you nervous about the barrier draw?
No, not at all. I was just talking to the boys outside. She's got a little bit of habit of probably just being a little bit slow into stride. Mm. So I said, don't worry if you draw a wide gate because she can pick up, you know, as the race works.
Well, it worked when she missed the start, didn't it?
Exactly, you know, right. You can ride her from behind. You can go to the front, whatever you want. You can just ride the way she wants to. So, and you're probably not going to be wanting to be near the fence anyway. Mm. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with just wherever she draws, he'll work it out.
All right, now you've got two sets of owners, right? You go and you have a chat with She Will Reign because she's going to be the second favourite, single bullet. What do you tell the owners there?
Well, mate, I was driving here thinking, what am I going to do tomorrow? I've got probably 50 people in both horses, I think, going to be.
That's the great thing about syndication.
Well, that's it. We've organised, I said to my clients yesterday, for their own single bullet, that, you know, where do you want to go for the day? I can organise some areas for you. And I thought maybe 20 might, you know. 50 people have said
turning up.
And they're the ones that are going upstairs for lunch, you know. There's another probably 20 downstairs because they bring their friends and family. It's just, it's how racing
That's
works,
great.
You know.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
brings people to the track with the horses like this in particular that have got big syndicates.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they enjoy it, their friends, they'll go on to horses. But back to what I'm going to do, I'm not sure yet. But obviously, I'll talk to both the jockeys in the room. They'll just go out to the owners and... You know, I think the other horse is not without some chance. I've said all along this, he's a very good colt. Early on, I thought there was not much between the two. But then, obviously, she's done the job and he's taken a while to do it. We haven't ridden him the way I think he should be ridden either. I think we've ridden him to suit the race and not the horse to try to win. He sat three deep on the speed on a real bog track two starts ago at Randwick and ran third. And then on the weekend, when the favourite came out, our jockey was smart enough to say, well, I've got to go forward now. And he sat up outside the favourite, the eventual favourite, and that was the winning move. So he even said, Ty, who's never been on the horse's back, that I think this horse will give me a great feel if I ride him quietly. So that's the sort of, you know, if things go to plan, he might improve that five lengths that they say he needs to find to beat the fillies.
Mm. Well, whack it into the multiples at $26 roughly as well, single ball.
Yeah, I think that's over the odds.
Gary, terrific training performance to get the two runners to the slipper, but as you know, it's all about winning, so we wish you all the very best come Saturday.
Thanks very much, guys.
Well done. Gary Portelli there, good trainer of She Will Reign, the second favourite at tab.com.au, and also Single Bullet.